Today we want to talk about renewing the mind. I'd like to read two passages, one out of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And it says this, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, the Apostle Paul obviously tells us that there's things that we can think on. In other words, that we can choose our thoughts. Now, I know that we all have thoughts that are contrary sometimes to the Word of God, according to Romans chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. The law of sin wars in us, attacks our mind. But the Bible here tells us we don't have to sit there and build a bird's nest with our thoughts, that we can choose what we think on. The Bible also tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And the Bible tells us the importance of what we think in Romans chapter 12, and I like to read these two verses. He says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The Bible says we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, when the Apollo spacecraft went up into space, they had to have a course correction every 10 minutes. They went to the moon kind of like that. And when they re-entered into the Earth, they had a 500-mile radius, and they just barely got in that radius, but yet the whole flight was successful. You know, we need to make a total commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to be a living sacrifice. The problem with a living sacrifice is sometimes it wants to crawl off the altar. So we have to make course correction in our minds. We have to be totally committed. We have to have a heart that says, "God, I want you and I want your ways." But not only do we need to make a total commitment, but part of the victorious Christian life is what it says here in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, when it says, not only do we need to make the total commitment of presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, but we also need to take the next step. And to be transformed, we must renew our mind. We can't think like the world because we'll get the world's results. We need to get God's results. And as we read earlier from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, we can choose what to think on. Whatsoever is lovely and just and of good report, think on these things. I think of the Old Testament where that they actually took the Word of God and they put it on the doorpost. Sometimes they put it on their garments, and it was constantly in front of them. The Word of God says they were to talk about the Word of God. They were to talk about God. They were to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and all these things, you know, before their children night and day, that they might observe to do these things. It's very important. What we think is very important, that we keep the Word of God in front of us all the time in order really to be the life of victory. You know, we can do that in reverse. We can go into the negative in reverse. And if we're not thinking about what's lovely, just, and good report, if we're not thinking about God, if we're not thinking on the things of the Spirit, as it says in Romans 8, I think it's verse 6, it says to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and is peace. It doesn't tend towards life or peace. It is life and it is peace to think on the things of the Spirit of God. But if we think about that in reverse, and we start thinking about lust, adultery, the things of the world, money, covetousness, you know what will happen in our lives? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We'll begin to act on those things. We'll begin to play those things out in our life, and it will destroy our life. You see, the real problem, the real spiritual warfare of the believer is really not all the time resisting or rebuking the devil, although there are times that we need to do that. But it's, what are we thinking about? What have we been dwelling on? You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 that God will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed. And there's the key right there, stayed upon you. You know, there's times during the day I need to make a course adjustment, just like it says here in Romans 12. And I say, God, what am I thinking on right now? And I need to start turn around and renew my mind and start thinking about the things that are lovely, just, and a good report. Praise God. So if you're in a, you know, if you're in a stronghold, if you're in bondage, if you find yourself thinking things that you shouldn't think, you need to catch yourself. And immediately the Bible says this, if we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us. If we resist the enemy, he will flee from us. Well, I mean, there's times in my life that I've let things slip and let depression try to hit me and things like this. But you know what? You know, at those times, it's really hard to pick up your Bible and to sit down and take a passage and say, God, this is what you say about me. This is what you say that I am. You say the joy of the Lord is my strength. But did you know our victory is just that simple? If we'll make a decision, look, I'm going to resist what I'm letting the enemy do to me right now. And I'm going to sit down, I'm going to open the Bible, and I'm not just going to read some words on these pages, but I'm going to connect with the God behind these words. I'm going to think. I'm going to let my mind be stayed upon you. And Lord, this is what you say about me. You say that I'm forgiven. You say that I'm cleansed. You say that nothing can separate me from your love. And you sit there and just think about all of the good things that God has done for you today. You know, in just a few moments, you're going to forget about those other things. You know, I used this illustration. Heard a man say this one time. He said, now, I'm just acknowledging to you, or I'm just admonishing you, he said. I'm just admonishing you. Don't think about pink elephants. For the next 10 minutes, don't think about pink elephants. You know what happened? The next 10 minutes, all we wanted to do is think about pink elephants. Then he said this. He says, what color is the Statue of Liberty? And somebody said, well, it's green. And he says, well, which arm is the Statue of Liberty holding up? Somebody says, it's the right arm or the left arm. I don't know which it is. Somebody said, well, what does the Statue of Liberty have in their hand? And somebody says, it's a torch. And then this man said this, what happened to your thoughts about pink elephants? You see, they were gone. You see, it's not a matter of saying, now, don't you think these thoughts, because you know what? We'll think those thoughts. But what the Scripture is really telling us is we need to replace those thoughts with God's thoughts. And when we see these things coming against us and we're thinking in a way, in a direction that we shouldn't be thinking, we need to immediately think of our new identity. We need to immediately turn to the Lord, connect with Him, not with just some words, but to the God behind those words. And the Bible tells us in Romans 8, 6, as we do, we will see the miracle and the transformation of life and peace as our mind is stayed upon God and the things of God, the things of the Spirit. Think on these things, my brethren, and walk this day in the liberty and freedom that Christ has purchased for you. God bless you.